The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Well, today's program might be kind of interesting because we're actually doing the same subject in both the Reader's Digest and in Consumer Reports. Both of them are tech-oriented. And do more with your tech. You're undoubtedly missing out on cool features that can help make life easier, safer, and even more fun. While the tech industry is always hyping the next hot gadget, the reality is that you already own a lot of awesome gear, and you can certainly do much more with the devices you have. Here's how to use them to live better life today, and no additional purchases are necessary. Find the emojis on your computer. Smiley faces and party poppers aren't just for text messages on your phone. You can use emojis in many programs on your Mac and PC, too, with an emoji keyboard just a quick keyboard shortcut away. On a Windows PC, press the Windows key and the period key at the same time. On a Mac, press Command, Control, and Spacebar at the same time, reveal the emojis. Get your smart speaker talking. If you have a smart speaker, such as an Amazon Echo, Apple HomePod, or Google Nest, you're probably asking Alexa, Siri, or Google Assistant to set timers, play music, turn lights on and off, and maybe even control smart home devices like the thermostat. But these speakers are a lot smarter than that. For one thing, you can use them as a convenient translation device. With an Alexa speaker, say, "Alexa, translate Spanish," or your language of choice, to get started. With a Google speaker, say, "Hey Google, interpret French," or your language of choice. Then just speak to hear your words translated. Apple's HomePod, a.k.a. Siri, will translate what you say from English or whatever language it's set to. You have multiple speakers. You can use them to broadcast announcements. For example, say to your speaker, "Alexa, announce dinner is ready." The other connected speakers will relay your messages to family members scattered around your home. Use your phone in your car hands-free. Depending on your car, you connect your phone via a USB cable, possibly wirelessly, then either press or hold a voice control button on your steering wheel or say, "Hey Google" on Android or "Hey Siri" on iPhone, then speak voice commands. Those commands can help you navigate to a location, choose a song to play, or listen to or respond to incoming text messages, all while you keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Watch videos on the big screen. On most modern TVs, casting content from a phone app to a bigger screen is almost shockingly easy, says J.R. Raphael, who writes the Android Intelligence Newsletter. In the YouTube app, for instance, if you tap in any activity, if you tap on any actively playing video, you'll see a rectangular icon with a Wi-Fi symbol in its corner. That's the cast icon. Tapping it will let you play whatever video you're watching on any compatible TV or display around you, says Raphael. A menu of devices will pop up. Just select the one you want. You'll see the same cast icon on other apps that play video. It works the same on iPhone and Android. In some iPhone apps, you will also find an AirPlay icon that looks like a rectangle with an up arrow below it. Tap that and you can cast videos to a selected device using Apple's AirPlay. Play music through your TV. You can play music through your TV's sound system as you do on a portable Bluetooth speaker. Start by going into your phone settings and choosing Bluetooth, then put your sound bar in a pairing mode by pressing a button on the speaker or remote, it varies, and choose it from the list of devices on Bluetooth settings screens. You'll be hearing your playlist in seconds. Run multiple apps on your phone. On an Android phone, you can use the picture-in-picture feature to run Google Maps while using another app at the same time. Just open the Google Maps app and choose your destination, then switch to another app. The map will stay open as a thumbnail on your screen, navigating you on your way while you use the other apps. You can't do that on an iPhone, but on both iPhone and Android, you can picture-in-picture mode for video calls and apps like FaceTime and Zoom. While you're chatting, you'll see the other person's face while you simultaneously use other apps. For example, to look up what time a restaurant opens, you can decide what time to meet. And your iPad. Newer iPads let you see two apps in action at once. To do this, first open up one app, then swipe up from the bottom of the screen with one finger until the dock pops up showing all the apps. Touch and hold the icon for next app you want to use, then drag it to one edge of your screen to use both apps side by side. Watch videos by multitasking. Speaking of doing more than one thing at once, picture-in-picture is an incredible, useful multitasking option most folks tend to overlook, says Raphael. It lets you do things like read a text message or pay a bill on your banking app while a video plays on your iPhone or Android phone. On an iPhone, just start playing a video in a YouTube app or another video app, and then swipe up from the bottom of the screen to switch to another app. The video keep playing in a small player thumbnail. On Android, once you've enabled picture-in-picture settings, you can open YouTube or another video app, start watching a video, and then switch to another app. The video will keep playing in the picture-in-picture mode. And you can tell your TV what to do. Many modern smart TVs and streaming devices have remotes with built-in microphones. Just hold down the mic button and speak to change the volume, say what you want to watch, launch streaming channels, and more. On menus where you have to spell out your choices using an on-screen keypad, you may also be able to press and hold the mic button and speak to type with your voice instead of using the cursor to slowly choose each letter individually. Get free books. Your library. All those books. It's just a few taps or clicks away. Download the Libby app on your phone or tablet, then sign in with your library to borrow ebooks for free. Just like the books you borrow from the building, the Libby app even lets you send borrowed ebooks to your e-reader. Prefer to listen to your books? Good news. Libby provides free access to audiobooks, too. Save money on office software. You don't have to pay for Microsoft Office to get powerful office software. On a Mac, iPad, or iPhone, you can use Apple's free iWork suite with Pages, word processing like Microsoft Word, Numbers, spreadsheet like Excel, and Keynote, presentation software like PowerPoint. These apps may come preloaded on your device, or you can download them free from the App Store. On a Windows PC, you can use the web-based version of Microsoft Office, now called Microsoft 365, applications in a web browser. You get surprisingly full-featured versions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Just head to the office.com or Microsoft 365.com and sign in with a Microsoft account to get started. Tap into your Wi-Fi superpowers. Wireless routers are packed with great features. For example, you might see a quality of service or traffic prioritization feature that lets you prioritize specific devices. So even if your kid fires up the Xbox and starts downloading a huge game, your computer work won't be slowed down. Other useful features include parental controls and guest access to set up a temporary guest Wi-Fi hotspot. Your router's manual will tell you all about these features and how to access them, possibly through an app or a web browser. If you don't have a manual, you can probably find one on your router manufacturer's website or by doing a web search for the model of your router and manual. Watch your show in every room. Jared Newman, who writes Cord Cutter Weekly newsletter, recommends using the same streaming platform on all your TVs. For example, if you have a Roku in one room, use Roku in your other rooms too. That way you can quickly resume whatever you were last watching and get the same recommendations all from your streaming device's dashboard. Stream your shows in a hotel. At some hotels, you can sign in to smart TVs for access to streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. More on those on the Scoop on Streaming on page 50, which will be too soon. But it depends on the hotel and what services it supports. So why not travel with your own device and plug it into the hotel TV? Newman recommends Roku for this, as Roku devices have a hotel and dorm connect for getting into hotel Wi-Fi connections. The Roku Streaming Stick 4K is ideal for travel, as it doesn't require any external HDMI cables, he says. Navigate faster using your laptop's touchpad. Touchpads on modern Windows laptops and MacBooks respond to a lot of smartphone-style gestures. For example, you can place two fingers on the touchpad and move them apart to zoom in or move them closer together to zoom out. On a Windows laptop, you can place three fingers on the touchpad and move them around to switch between applications. Set this up in the Settings app, which you access from the Start menu. On Windows 10, it's in Settings under Devices-Touchpad. In Windows 11, it's under Bluetooth and Devices-Touchpad. On a Mac, swipe up on the touchpad with four fingers to open Mission Control and see all your open windows. Set this up in System Settings on the trackpad screen. Try a touchscreen. Many modern PC laptops come with touchscreens, so you can operate your computer by navigating around the screen with your fingers as you do on a phone or tablet. Apple users can simulate the experience by docking an iPad into a case with a built-in keyboard. Go back in browser time. Browser tabs you just closed are gone now forever. In Chrome and Firefox, just right-click into the empty space at the right end of your browser's tab bar and select Reopen Close Tab. On a PC, you can also press the Control, Shift, and T keys at the same time to do this. On a Mac, press Shift Command and T at the same time. To find a tab you recently visited, look under the History tab at the top of the screen and click the page you want to reopen. Declutter your web pages. On web browsers, reader mode removes ads and clutter from web pages, making them easier to read, especially on the phone's small screens. In Safari for iPhone, tap the small A, large A button on the bar at the top or bottom of the screen. If you don't see it, swipe down to scroll up and it should appear. Then tap Show Reader. This option will be grayed out if it isn't available. In Google Chrome and on an Android phone, you can open the Google Play Store and install the Reading Mode app made by Google to get this feature. In Safari, on a Mac, click the Reader Mode icon, which looks like a piece of paper and appears to the left of the web address on the toolbar. It will only appear while you're reading in an online article, and it will be hidden if Reader Mode isn't available for the page. In Google Chrome on a computer, right-click a web page and select Open in Reading Mode. Banish ads on the web. Instead of using Reader Mode, you can install an ad blocker to remove ads as you browse on your computer. I recommend Small U, Large B, L-O-C-K, uBlock Origin, available free at uBlockOrigin.com. Note that an ad blocker can cause problems with some websites. So if something doesn't work right, try disabling it for the site you're on. For example, click the uBlock Origin icon and then click to the big power button on the pop-up to disable it. But ad blockers can cut down on distractions and speed up all web pages. So if that appeals to you, they're worth a try. Enlist AI assistance. Have you tried ChatGPT or other AI chatbots yet? Benj Edwards, AI reporter for the technology website Ars Technica, says AI can be a helpful assistant. He describes ChatGPT as a good conversational mirror that can help you develop your ideas through discussion. So it can be useful for figuring out what you want to say in an email or letter, or outlining steps for a project, for example. It can help you fix logical mistakes and tone down heated language you might miss, says Edwards. Don't rely on any AI chatbot for facts, though, as they can inject false information into your project. ChatGPT is free. You can sign up at chat.openai.com. Edwards recommends subscribing to ChatGPT Plus to access the more powerful GPT-4 model, which will better understand your prompts and give you a more accurate response. But you don't have to pay $20 per month for access to the software. The more powerful GPT-4 AI chat experience is free through Microsoft Copilot AI tool, which is available on Mac and Windows PCs via Copilot apps for iPhone and Android, and at copilot.microsoft.com. But don't let it speak for you in an unnatural way, using words that you wouldn't use, for example, or people will know that the AI wrote it, Edwards cautions. Delivering on and off the field. Andrew Lewis is a pitching coach for a collegiate summer baseball team in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He's also an OBGYN. One balmy night, his pitching and catching lives converged. Dr. Lewis got an urgent call at the top of the seventh inning. His patient was in labor. He sped to the hospital, nurses threw a gown over his uniform. His patient pushed twice, and he was back at the ballpark before the end of the ninth. Okay, this next section that we're going to read is continuing in tech, but it's also basically the same thing we're going to look at in Consumer Reports. It'll be interesting to see how they compare. The Scoop on Streaming, a closer look at all the ways you can watch TV today. These days, if you don't stream, it feels an awful as if you're swimming against the stream. When friends buzz about a must-watch show on streaming, you're left out of the conversation. Or suddenly, big games are increasingly difficult to locate on familiar channels or have entirely disappeared. In January, NBC Universal aired an NFL playoff game exclusively on streaming for the first time in history. In most of the United States, other than the two home cities, if you wanted to watch the Kansas City Chiefs duke it out with the Miami Dolphins in the AFC wildcard game, you forked over $5.99 Peacock monthly subscription fee. Peacock doesn't offer a free trial, and neither does Netflix, Max, or Disney Plus, while Hulu, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Prime Video, Paramount Plus, and YouTube TV do. The gamble paid off. Peacock gained 2.8 million subscribers. These days, streaming is more straightforward than ever. If you have a newer TV, all you have to do is select one of the built-in apps and sign up to start watching. You have more options with devices such as an Apple TV, Chromecast, or Roku, and you don't have to be a tech wizard to operate them. In addition to giving you more to watch, cutting the cable cord could save you money. If you sign up for all the big services listed below, sans YouTube TV, at the basic tiers with ads, you'll pay $63.92 a month. With an average cable bill of $143 per month, you'd save about $230 in the first year alone, even after adding in a standalone broadcast band service for around $60 a month. Here's the rundown on the major services and the big shows and movies they offer. Netflix, the granddaddy of streaming, built a dynasty on bingeable shows with established fan bases, like Friends and Grey's Anatomy. Then Netflix went all in on award-winning and fan-favorite originals such as House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, Squid Game, Beef, and The Queen's Gambit. Now it's also the go-to for comedy specials with the likes of Jim Gaffigan, Kevin James, Ali Wong, Gabriel Iglesias, Trevor Noah, Monique, and more, making it indispensable to stand-up junkies. The price is $6.99 a month with ads on two devices, $15.49 a month with ad-free on two devices, with one extra member slot, $22.99 a month ad-free on four devices, with two extra member slots. Devices must connect to one Wi-Fi network, or you can add extra members from outside your household for an additional $7.99 a month apiece. It's free for some T-Mobile and Verizon wireless and internet customers. Hulu. Once a little more than Netflix's understudy, Hulu is coming for top billings. Since Disney purchased the streamer in 2019, it has turned Hulu into a behemoth. A basic subscription includes original Hulu shows, Only Murders in the Building, The Bear, Mrs. America, The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Little Fires Everywhere, as well as films such as Nomadland, The Last Duel, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. You can add Disney Plus and ESPN for just a few dollars extra. Opt for Hulu's live TV tier, and you get 95-plus channels, including the big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and the familiar news broadcast award shows and sporting events that air there. The price is $7.99 a month with ads, $17.99 a month ad-free, $14.99 a month bundled with Disney's plus ESP Plus, all with ads, $24.99 a month bundled with Disney's, both ad-free and ESPN Plus, which always has ads, $76.99 a month for live TV. Password share as you please, but only two devices can stream at once. It's free for some T-Mobile customers. If your household includes students, they can subscribe for just $1.99 a month and bundle Hulu with a Spotify subscription for $5.99 a month. Max. Max's predecessor, HBO Go, was more a library for HBO to shelve past seasons of its hits, such as Game of Thrones and The Sopranos. Since 2022, when parent company WarnerMedia merged with Discovery, it's no longer HBO-only. Viewers can parse through Discovery titles like House Hunters, Chopped, and Say Yes to the Dress, alongside HBO triumphs True Detective, The Wire, Succession, and The White Lotus, and feature films such as Dune, Barbie, The Revenant, and Don't Worry, Darling. Price, $9.99 a month for two streams at once with ads. $15.99 a month for two streams at once ad-free, $19.99 a month for four streams at once ad-free. Free for AT&T and Cricket Wireless customers. Some Verizon customers are eligible for $10 a month Max and Netflix bundles. Apple TV Plus. Apple's is the only major service with exclusive original programming and no ads. That means no backlog of old shows to binge, only the new cutting-edge series and films produced by Apple Studios that tend to cap the best of the year-end roundups, including Ted Lasso, The Morning Show, Severance, Prehistoric Planet, Master of the Air, and Killers of the Flower Moon. Price is $9.99 a month. Any six devices can stream at once. Free for T-Mobile and Verizon customers and student Apple Music subscribers. When you buy an Apple iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or Mac, you get 3 months for free. Peacock. ABC's Universal Streamer is loaded with binge-worthy favorites, including Monk, Saturday Night Live, The Office, 30 Rock, and a Peacock original that's worth a month's subscription price, Poker Face, from Knives Out director Rian Johnson. You can also watch live stream of networks, including NBC, NBC Sports, and Hallmark Channel. If you're a fan of the original series and audience-created clip shows from our sister brands, Fail Army, and People Are Awesome, you can catch them here, too. The price is $5.99 a month with ads, $11.99 a month ad-free. Any three devices can stream at once. It's free for Instant Cart customers. Students can subscribe for $1.99 a month. Amazon Prime Video. In addition to a sterling set of original, Reacher, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, The Boys, Fleabag, Bosch, Air, The Tender Bar, My Policeman, Being the Ricardos, you can rent or buy almost any title the streamer doesn't carry. And no, you don't have to subscribe to Amazon Prime, but yes, you do already have Amazon Prime Video if you do. $8.99 a month with ads, $11.98 a month ad-free. Amazon Prime subscribers have to shell out an additional $2.99 a month for ad-free Prime Video atop their regular shopping subscription, which is $17.98 a month total. Any three devices can stream at once. Free for some existing Metro by T-Mobile customers. The offer was discontinued for new customers. Disney Plus. Disney is the exclusive home of Disney titles old and new, like The Lion King, 101 Dalmatians, The Princess Bride, Remember the Titans, Hidden Figures, The Mandalorian, WandaVision, Frozen, and Moana, as well as mega franchises such as Star Wars, The Pirates of the Caribbean, The Avengers, Avatar, and Spider-Man. So it's a must for Diz nerds and super fans. The price is $7.99 a month with ads, $13.99 a month ad-free. Any four devices can stream at once. It's free for Spectrum TV customers. Some Verizon plans include Disney Bundle, Disney Plus, EPN Plus, and Hulu for $10 a month. Paramount. Paramount greatly expanded its offering when CBS merged with Viacom in 2019, acquiring MTV, the Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and BET catalogs, and again in 2023 when it began offering a savvy Showtime bundle. Much of the CBS streamers programming can lean gritty. The offer, Yellow Jackets, 1883, Tulsa King, Billions, Mary of Kingstown. But it also figures plenty of classics to cleanse your palate before bed. NCIS, Everybody Loves Raymond, Star Trek, I Love Lucy, Freaks and Geeks. The price is $5.99 a month with ads, $11.99 a month mostly ad-free, with Showtime. Any three devices can stream at once. It's free for Walmart Plus subscribers. YouTube TV. YouTube TV is composed of the 100-plus live channels, or 30-plus Spanish networks under the Spanish plan. You can find on cable and is scrollable via a familiar TV guide with a DVR function. If a show or movie has aired on one of those networks, full seasons are likely to be available for free via video on demand or for purchase. Any live sports airing on cable channels like ESPN, FS1, and CBS Sports Network are streaming here too. Of all the services, this one is the best for cord cutters, seeking the path of least resistance. You must have a Google account to subscribe. Price is $72.99 a month, $34.99 a month for the Spanish plan. Any three devices can stream at once. But what about live sports? There's no single be-all and end-all streaming service for full access to live sports yet. Just as some NFL games air on Fox and others on NBC, streaming rights to sports vary across services. We did our best to hash out what's available, where, and how much it'll cost to stream live sporty events on each service. Hulu Plus Live TV, ML Major League Baseball, NBA, the WNBA, NCAA March Madness, 2024 Tour de France, Masters Tournament, PGA Tour, NCAA Football, F1, NFL, NHL, NASCAR, MLS, Wimbledon, U.S. Open, Australian Open, French Open, WWE. It's included in the $76.99 a month live TV base plan.
Wow.
Apple TV, MLS Season Pass, Friday Night Baseball, included in the $9.99 a month base plan. For Peacock, it's Sunday Night Football, Major League Baseball, Premier League, IndyCar, Big Ten Football, Big Ten Men's Basketball, Big Ten Women's Basketball, WWE, PGA Tour, Major League Baseball Sunday Leadoff, and Paris 2024. It's included in the $5.99 a month base plan. On Max, it's the Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, NCAA, March Madness, USWNT, and USMNT. Obviously, that's men and women. Base plus $9.99 a month. ESPN Plus, Monday Night Football, UFC, NFL, College Football, NHL, Major League Baseball, Australian Open, Wimbledon, U.S. Open, PGA Tour, Masters, National Lacrosse League, $10.99 a month. Amazon Prime Video, Thursday Night Football, WNBA, WSL, NFL, UEFA Champions League, NBA, and Major League Baseball, included in $8.99 a month base plan. Paramount with Showtime, NFL when broadcasting in your local CBS market, SEC on CBS, the Masters, PGA Tour, Women's Soccer, MMA, NCAA, March Madness for $11.99 a month. And with that, let's switch over to Consumer Reports. And guess what? A very similar subject. Cable versus streaming. Watch everything for less. How to beat the high prices by putting together your own package of TV entertainment. Millions of Americans have cut the cord on cable TV. 5 million households in 2023 alone, mostly because the prices were just too high. Many are signing up instead for live TV streaming services like YouTube TV and Hulu Plus Live TV, which offer loads of the same channels, often for less money. But will you pay less if you stream all your news programs and other favorite TV shows? It's possible you won't save at all. That's because prices for many streaming services have been rising rapidly. To produce what a typical cable TV contract provides, you could easily spend $80 more or more a month on a live TV streaming service. So how to decide whether to stick with your cable provider or switch to one of these streaming services? And what do you do if you also want to watch movies and TV series from a familiar on-demand streaming services like Netflix? Can you save money on those? To get the best possible deals with a few of the hassles, read on. Number one, know your options. Chances are you want to watch live programming like you do with cable, so that you can tune in over breakfast or in the evening to get the news on networks such as ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and Fox. There are three basic ways to get these channels: traditional cable TV or satellite TV, a cable replacement streaming service such as Hulu Plus Live TV or YouTube TV, an indoor antenna. A great option if your home gets good reception, which is more likely if you live near a large city. Most of us want other kinds of programming, too. About half of American households use four or more streaming services, according to a National Representative of Consumer Reports of 2,097 U.S. adults conducted in February of 2023. No matter what, you'll still need an internet connection from a provider such as Comcast, Xfinity, or Verizon to get online for all kinds of purposes, including streaming. If you get your cable TV and internet from the same company, like many of us do, you can cancel just the TV part of your package if you decide to switch to a cable replacement streaming device service. Streaming may cost less. Many people can save by replacing cable TV with a streaming service that includes broadcasts from networks like NBC, CNN, and HGTV. The chart below shows the projected monthly savings for a household in Connecticut that switches from a Spectrum cable TV plan to a YouTube TV. Cable prices vary by location, and so do networks available from the services like YouTube TV. Both scenarios include Max and Netflix subscriptions. For cable for the Internet is $85. The streaming service is also $85. Wi-Fi service is $7 on both. The Spectrum TV Select is $90, and the YouTube TV with sales tax is $77.62. Now, on the cable, there's a broadcast TV surcharge of $25.75. Equipment charge, receivers for two TVs, is $25. Taxes and other fees are $18.40. Max, with ad-free with sales tax, is $17.01, which is the same for the streaming. And Netflix is $24.45, as the same as it is with the streaming. So the total monthly fee for the cable is $292.33. For the streaming service, it's $211.07. Number two, check your bill. Let's assume that you currently have a cable TV plan. To see how you can save money, start by looking at a recent billing statement, then compare your options. You'll probably notice surprising fees with labels like broadcast TV or regional sports, which can add $20 or more to your monthly cable bill. Consulting your current bill can help you see whether you'd save money by canceling cable and switching to a cable replacement streaming service with live TV channels. When you look at your statement, note what tier of service you're paying for. Cable packages vary depending on where you live. For example, the least expensive choice for Optimum in Nyack, New York, is a $40 a month basic TV plan with about 50 channels. The bill can jump to $135 a month for the company's top-tier Premier TV plan with about 420 channels, including premium networks such as Starz. And that's before taxes and add-on fees such as equipment rentals. If the extra channels on your cable provider's higher-tier packages aren't all that appealing to you, you may want to switch to a cheaper plan. Compare your options. Now that you know exactly what you're getting from your cable company and you've equated yourself with the other packages it offers, you're ready to comparison shop. First, check other companies if you're lucky enough to have a choice of providers, either another cable company or a satellite TV service such as DirecTV or Dish, to see whether a competitor can offer a better deal. Often, new subscribers can get a lower rate or a better channel selection than a current customer can. Just make sure to ask about the terms of any promotional rate that you're offered. For instance, if you need to sign up for a two-year contract, will the rates go up during the second year? Will you be hit with cancellation fees if you want to drop the service early? Next, compare the cost and channel lineup of your plans against cable replacement streaming services, such as Hulu Plus, Live TV, or YouTube TV, that can provide all or most of the channels you really want. The local channel lineup for these services varies somewhat by region, so you need to enter your zip code on each website to see what's available. When you compare the prices that you see advertised really is what you'll pay, no cable TV-style oddball fees will be added to the monthly bill, or there may be sales tax where you live. You might get some extra content, for instance, too. Best live TV services. If you have several choices and want a streaming service that replicates what you get from a traditional cable package, meaning local stations plus cable channels. Before signing up, browse each service's channel listing to ensure that you'll be able to watch what you want. Some services have fewer channels than others, and it varies by region, especially when it comes to local channels. Next, consider the extras each service offers. If you can't watch most of your favorites live, you'll want a generous DVR feature to record shows. Each service also offers its own mix of add-on packages and special live broadcasts. For instance, you can get a discount on NFL Sunday Ticket with a YouTube TV and lots of pay-per-view sporting events at Fubo. Some cable replacement services offer a free trial period, but you need to provide your credit card info. Keep track of when the trial period ends so that you won't get charged if you decide to cancel. For instance, if you choose Hulu or Live TV, you also get Hulu originals such as The Handmaid's Tale, plus thousands of other shows and movies on Hulu's on-demand streaming library. Finally, see whether you can get local channels on an indoor antenna. These can be unobtrusive and cost under $40. More than 20 people in the U.S. now use antennas, although you need to live somewhere with good reception. With an antenna, the picture quality might even be better than what cable provides, and you get extra channels with programs such as older TV shows or public channels that may not be available on cable or anywhere else. Just check the return policy before you buy, in case you don't get good reception. Do a cord-cutting test. Let's say you're on the fence about cutting the cord and using a cable replacement service instead. You don't need to cancel your cable contract right away. In fact, it's smarter not to. Some streaming services offer a one-week free trial so you can give a few services a try while keeping your current cable contract. The differences go beyond the channel lineup. Each of these services has its own menu system, and you may feel more comfortable with a particular option system. You'll also be able to see whether you actually miss any cable channels that you can't get through a service you're trying out. While you're kicking the tires on these live TV streaming services, you'll be able to see whether your internet service is fast and reliable enough. Streaming video requires a relatively fast internet connection, plus adequate Wi-Fi within your house. It's getting trickier now that many homes have a dozen or more devices connected to the internet, from laptops to phones to smart thermostats to door locks, in addition to multiple TVs. If you notice movies pausing or the images getting coarser and less detailed while you're watching, your internet connection is likely to blame. You might be able to fix that by paying more to get faster speeds or by investing in a mesh router system. But you want to make sure that the problem is solved before canceling your cable services. Now, the different systems that they have are DirecTV Stream. The monthly bill is $80 to $165. This relatively pricey streaming service is owned by the satellite TV company. Gives you more than 90 live TV channels in the entertainment plan, plus on-demand titles. The choice plan, which includes regional sports networks, both the Major League Baseball and NBA sports leagues, is now $109 per month. The priciest plan, Premier, costs $165 a month and comes with Max, Cinemax, Paramount Plus with Showtime and Stars. Late last year, DirecTV Stream got rid of its two-year contract requirement. Philo. Monthly bill is $25. That's P-H-I-L-O. Philo is a great choice if you can get local broadcast via an antenna because you get about 70 cable channels but no local broadcast. Philo is backed by several investors, including A&E, AMC, Discovery, Scripps, and Paramount. It has a deal with Ken for female-focused lifestyle contents. And now is the second season of its original series, including Boss Moves, with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, star Rashida Frost. As a bonus, Philo now includes the ad-supported AMC Plus services, normally $5 a month at no extra charge. Fubo, F-U-B-O. Monthly bill is $80 to $100. This is a great streaming service for sports fans. The basic $80 pro plan has 199 channels, with local stations in most markets, plus lots of sports networks and many cable channels. Stepping up to the $90 elite plan gives you Fubo Extra, with 57 more sports and lifestyle channels, while the $100 premier plan has even more channels, as well as Showtime and Sports Plus, which includes NFL Red Zone. On the downside, Fubo now charges up to $15 a month extra for regional sports, depending on where you live. Sling TV, monthly bill $40 to $60. Sling TV has two relatively slim plans. Many people get both. The $40 orange package features about 30 cable channels, but no broadcast TV networks. That's no problem if you have an antenna and good reception. You can play content on only one TV at a time. The $45 a month Sling Blue plan supports three users and has a different mix of about 40 channels, including some local broadcast, Fox and NBC, plus regional sports. A combined plan costs $60. Sling TV now offers ABC stations in eight cities, but CBS locals are still missing everywhere. Hulu Plus Live TV. Monthly bill is $77 to $90. Hulu Plus Live TV offers 90 channels, including the major broadcast channels in most locations, along with Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. Hulu presents an increasing number of originals, such as Only Murders in the Building and Under the Bridge, along with exclusive content like FX's The Bear. The pricing tiers differ by where you see ads. The $77 plan has ads on everything. Step up to the $90 plan and you'll skip the ads on Disney Plus and Hulu Plus Live TV, while seeing ads on ESPN Plus. Several add-ons are available, including premium channels such as Max. YouTube TV, monthly bill is $73. YouTube TV is a solid option for anyone looking to save money without giving up sports or major cable channels. It provides more than 100 channels, including all the major broadcast networks, cable channels, and major sports events, such as CBS Sports, ESPN, and Fox Sports, along with Major League Baseball, NBA, and the NFL. It's also the home of NFL Sunday Ticket, a longtime DirecTV exclusive. YouTube TV has a 4K plus add-on, $10 a month, that lets you watch videos in 4K and view recordings offline on a mobile device. Top-rated streaming devices. Most TVs are smart, that you can stream content over Wi-Fi with no extra hardware. But you might want a separate streaming device anyway. It might include more streaming apps into your TV or be faster and easier to use. Also, you can add streaming devices to make all the TVs in your home work with the same familiar controls, even if the set comes from different brands. Okay, here's a listing of those different media devices. HD streaming media devices, the Amazon Fire Stick, third generation, $40. Amazon Fire Stick TV Lite with Alexa voice remote control, remote light, that costs $30. Google Chromecast with Google TV HD costs $30. Own full stream HD streaming device costs $15. And Roku Express costs $30. 4K streaming media devices. NVIDIA Shield TV Pro for $200. NVIDIA Shield TV for $150. The Amazon Fire TV Cube for $140. Roku Ultra for $100. Roku Streaming Sisk for $50. Google Chromecast with Google TV for $50. Roku Express 4K with Voice Remote Pro for $50. Apple TV 4K at $150. Roku Express 4K at $40. TiVo Stream 4K at $40. Amazon Fire Stick 4K at $50. Amazon Fire Stick 4K Max at $60. And ONN 4K Streaming Box at $20. Save even more. Number three, here are some surprising ways to get a bid on cable and streaming. Negotiate with your cable provider. Let's say a cable replacement streaming service looks cheaper on paper than your current cable plan, and you're willing to make change to pay less. Before you do, call your current pay TV provider and ask to speak from one in the retention department, and say you're planning to make a switch unless they give you a better deal. Our surveys consistently show that the majority of customers who try to negotiate are successful, winning concessions such as a better price, an extension of a promotion, or premium channels at no added charge. You may end up paying less than if you cut the cord and switch to a streaming service. Put all your streaming service subscription on one card. Having all the payments on a single credit card will make it easier to keep track of all your services and spot any you might want to cancel. Sign up for ad-supported streaming tiers. Many streaming services, including Disney Max, Netflix, Paramount Plus, and Peacock, now have less expensive ad-supported tiers. Some are half the price of the ad-free versions. And bundle your services. A number of streaming services offer bundles of content for a discount. For example, Disney offers Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $15 instead of the $25 they would cost if you subscribed separately. Sling TV gives you a $25 per month break if you get both its blue and orange plans together. Verizon Plus Play lets you bundle a few services, including Netflix and Stars, for a discount. Or you can drop down to a cheaper cable package. You may find that moving to a cheaper cable TV tier gives you all the content you want for less money, even if you add streaming service or two to get what's missing. See whether you're eligible for a promotion. You can sometimes get a service for free through a promotion. For instance, T-Mobile offers customers deals on several services, including Apple TV, Hulu, and Netflix, depending on the specifics of the customer's cellular plan. You can get Paramount Plus for free with a Walmart Plus membership, and share an account while you still can. Many people share streaming account passwords, but the clock is ticking on this trick. Services include Disney, Hulu, and Netflix are starting to limit this practice, allowing only people living in the same home to share a subscription. The same change is coming to Max. Now, how about some free streaming services? It's hard to beat the word free. The trade-off with these no-cost sources of entertainment? You have to watch ads. Many newer TVs also come with their own free streaming services. Samsung's, for example, is called Samsung TV Plus, while LG's free streaming services is labeled LG Channels. FreeV. That's F-R-E-E-V-E-E. Previously called IMDb TV, FreeV is an offshoot of the Amazon Prime Video. It offers live channels, on-demand classic TV shows and movies, and some original content. Fairly recent shows as Schitt's Creek and The Librarians appear alongside oldies, Bewitched and Columbo, and original shows such as Judy Justice and Boss the Legacy. Black Fam. The streaming service, backed in part by Whoopi Goldberg, is focused on Black American family entertainment, with a content library that includes more than 20 syndicated series, 1,000-plus hours of new animation titles, dozens of new animated characters of color, and hundreds of hours of original music-driven content. Hoopla. If you have a library card, Hoopla is your ticket to free movies, music, audiobooks, and comic books. Go to the site, find your library, and create an account with your library card. You check out online videos as though they were books. Another library-based service, Canopy, focuses on acclaimed movies and documentaries. Hoopla has a broader range of content. Pluto TV. Pluto TV, owned by Paramount, has about 250 live plus on-demand channels, drawing varied content from Paramount properties, BET, CBS, Comedy Central, Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, Paramount Pictures, and networks such as AMC, Bloomberg TV, CNN, Fox Sports, and NBC News Now. You can view the now classic movies such as Titanic, along with some newer content. The Roku Channel. The Roku Channel has lots of licensed TV shows and movies. There are more than 400 live channels and tens of thousands of free on-demand movies and TV shows. You can expect and see an increasing number of Roku originals. Current examples include Reptile Royalty, UFO Cowboys, and the Spiderwick Chronicles. A new series called Good Cop, Bad Cop will debut next year, starring Leighton Meester and Luke Cook as an odd couple sibling detective team. Tubi, T-U-B-I. Tubi, owned by Fox, has more than 50,000 titles, including selections from the libraries of Lionsgate, MGM, Paramount, and Warner Brothers, plus networks such as Starz. The options range from old Chuck Norris films and classic indie titles, Requiem for a Dream, to somewhat more recent movies such as Black Adam. You get a full season of TV shows and old, relatively new Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers Discovery is now providing 14 live channels to Tubi, plus hundreds of movies and TV shows. Okay, a little editorial comment here. We're going to be bouncing around a little bit because the next couple articles in the Consumer Reports are pretty long, and we only got about 10 minutes left for this broadcast. I'd rather start them fresh. So let's do the road report. First drive on the Hyundai Santa Fe. We just bought the Santa Fe, a midsize three-row SUV. The cockpit has a big screen dominating the dash on high trim levels and good storage, including a center cubby hinge so that it opens from front or back. Engine choices include a 277-horsepower 2.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder or a 231-horsepower turbocharged hybrid. See our stake. Easy access and a comfortable driving position are the high points. The engine on each model is peppy, and the ride and handling are decent. The base price range is $34,000 to $49,000, with a destination charge at $1,400. And the price as they drove it was $40,500. How can I rid my car of bad odors? Kick the passenger out. Just kidding. Foul smells in a car can come from mold, pets, and sweaty sports gear, among other things. The key is to identify the source. Remove all trash. Check for leaks, including around the sunroof. If smell is coming from the vents, get an AC disinfectant from an auto parts store. Spray it into the outside vent in front of the windshield with the cabin air filter removed. Run the cabin fan, then install a new filter. Carpet and upholstery may need deep cleaning. Use only car-specific cleaners and leave the windows down to allow the interior to fully dry. Tip from the test track. What to do about two bright oncoming headlights? Glare from oncoming cars or the vehicle behind you can be a major annoyance when driving at night. It can be caused by drivers who leave on their high beams vehicles that are taller than yours or cars with misaligned or overly bright market lights. But there is something you can do, says Jennifer Stockburger, Director of Operations at Consumer Reports Auto Test Center. Look away from the headlights and down toward the right side of the lane until the brighter lights pass, she says. In addition, put your rearview mirror in night mode to reflect less glare, using by a little lever at the bottom of the mirror. Some rearview side mirrors dim automatically. The vital statistic, $12,182. The average annual cost of owning and operating a new vehicle in 2023. That includes the car payment, fuel and insurance. The sharp increase from 2022, when the cost was $10,728, was driven by record-high vehicle prices and finance rates. A recall. They're recalling more than 338,000 2021-2023 Grand Cherokees and 22-23 Grand Cherokee SUVs. Are being recalled due to a manufacturer problem affecting bolts and the suspension components. If the bolts break, a wheel could come loose from the vehicle. Jeep warns that prior to failure, drivers may hear unusual noises while driving over bumps. What to do? Jeep dealerships will inspect and, if necessary, replace the improperly installed bolts free of charge, or reimburse you if you have already paid to have this problem fixed. For more information, call the automaker at 800-853-1403. How to save when renting a car. Rental car prices have gone down nearly 20% from their peak in 2021, according to NerdWallet. But you still may be overpaying. Pricing insurance coverage, sometimes more than $30 a day, is almost always pushed by rental companies. Most of us probably won't need it, though. The Insurance Information Institute says personal auto policies usually include liability, collision, and comprehensive coverage on rental cars. And the many U.S. credit card companies also offer collision protection for vehicle renters paid for with their card. But before you decline coverage, confirm with your auto insurance provider or credit card issuer that your rental car is covered. In addition, some cards will cover rentals in Ireland and Israel, Italy, Jamaica, and a few other foreign countries. If you value peace of mind over money, however, paying for the rental car company's damage coverage means you won't have to file a claim with your auto insurer, pay a deductible, and risk a premium increase. Here are some other things to consider when renting. Cheaper cars can cost you. Cars with the lowest rates often come with strings attached. Many rental car companies and third-party sites like Priceline offer big savings in exchange for paying in advance or choosing a mystery car. We found out we could save nearly $300 on cost of the weekend rental at Hertz in Los Angeles by choosing the mystery car option. But these deals might not include free cancellation. So if your plans change, you could lose your payment. You might also end up getting an electric vehicle, which means you need to find a place and the time to charge it. Third-party vendors such as AAA, Costco, and Priceline may offer the lowest rates, but if you need to extend your rental or make any other changes to your booking, you'll probably have to do it through their website. And that could be more fraught with dealing directly with a rental car company. Be prepared with renting an EV. EVs can be the least expensive rental car type, which can make an tempting choice, and you may get one anyway if that's what's available. But before you opt for electric, remember that charging takes a lot longer than gassing up. A DC fast charger will typically add about 150 miles of range in 30 minutes. Level 2 chargers are more common, will add only 10 to 20 miles in the same time frame. Many hotels offer EV charging, but if yours doesn't, you can find charging stations on Google Maps or be using an app such as ChargeHub or PlugShare. If you're in an EV, your best bet is probably a Tesla, which has the biggest, easier-to-use network of fast chargers, says Alex Nezek, a CREV expert. Don't expect that adding juice to the battery before drop-off will take just 5 minutes. To save time, pay the fee companies charge to do that for you, $35 at Hurst, for example. Using alternative rental cars. Short-term rental companies like Zipcar allow you to rent by the hour, starting at $11, and have cars available throughout many cities. This might be a less expensive option if you need a car only part of the day. To use Zipcar, you'll need to become a member, which costs $9 a month or $90 a year, plus a $25 application fee. AARP members receive $20 off the annual fee. Wow. Beware the laundry list of extra charges you can rack up, for everything from returning the car late to leaving the tank low on gas. Peer-to-peer car rental services such as Turo let you rent cars directly from car owners. You may find low prices on peer-to-peer rental platforms, but their big advantage is making it easy to rent a classic or exotic car. If you want the latest safety features, check the model year to avoid renting an older vehicle that may lack them. Good-sized gas grill for the better deal. The Weber Genesis Smart Grill EXP335 costs $1,400. The Even Ambers Gas Grill costs $565. They look very similar, by the way. The top-rated Weber offers solid performance across the board. Its predicted reliability is excellent, and it comes with a host of extra features, including a side burner, a pizza insert, and a probe that wirelessly connects to your smartphone so that you can check the temperature of whatever you're cooking without opening the lid. But you pay a lot extra for those conveniences. The Even Embers doesn't have a fancy features, just a side burner and a bottle opener, and it's slightly less reliable. It does offer great performance, though, for about a third of the price of the Weber. And how about sheets? L.L. Bean Pima Cotton Percale at $170 for a queen size, and the Kirkland Signature from Costco for $80. These sheets are tied to the top of our ratings, but they're evenly matched. Both are soft, strong, and wrinkle-resistant. Both fit 10-inch and 14-inch mattresses well. The pricier L.L. Bean sheets shrank a little less during our worst test and have a label to indicate the head or foot in a fitted sheet, a handy aid that Kirkland sheets lack. How about a quick joke to close us off? An old-time pastor is rushing to get to church on time when his horse stumbles and pitches him into the ground. Lying in the dirt with a broken leg and no hope in sight, the pastor calls out, "All you saints in heaven, help me get up on my steed." Then with superhuman effort, he leaps onto the horse's back and falls off on the other side. Once again on the ground, he calls the heavens, "All right, just half of you this time." For the umpteenth time, "No, I can't count." What font is alphabet soup? Times New Roman. "Dear," a woman calls to her husband in another room, "do you ever get a shooting pain in your stomach like someone is sticking a pin in a voodoo doll of you?" Her husband, after thinking about it, replies, "No." A minute later, "How about now?" The ultimate knock-knock joke. Knock-knock, who's there? "Grandpa, stop the funeral." And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so much for listening, and please continue to follow us.